There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We are delighted right now. It's My Talk Loves Local, and we are talking with Kathy McLear, who just so happens, this is serendipity that you were booked, Kathy, to talk to us today after we got back from trying to go to the AARP Movie for Grown Up Awards, and you are AARP's Minnesota State Director. So thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. And, you know, just to be clear, when I found out you guys were trying to go to the AARP Movies for Grownups Award, I did try to pull some strings to try to get you, you know, a little something-something. But didn't happen this year, but we might try for next year.
Let's try it for next year.
Because we only gave you like 2 days' notice, so that there is that.
And you know what's so funny is because, you know, we've been working with you guys for a couple years at least now, but this isn't an award show that you would hear a lot about in the past, but this, the past like 2 years, and it's been happening for like 21 years.
Right.
It kind of blew me. It blew me away, the publicity it's gotten.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, like you said, for two decades, I mean, really just championing those movies for grownups by grownups, advocating for the, you know, the actors and actresses who are 50 and over. Just really fighting that industry ageism, and it's great. We really love them. And yes, I know you talked about it, the award ceremony airing on PBS. It will air February 17th
yes,
on PBS.
At 8 o'clock, and which is awesome because the big award show, Kathy, that we always went to is going to be on YouTube. So there, that's really cool. And it sounded, it was a beautiful setting and it looked like a beautiful night, but we can go on that another time. But in the meantime, you know, tell us what people, you know, many people think when you think AARP, you think about discounts, but can you tell us some things that people might not know about AARP?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I think people really are familiar with those discounts, which are fabulous in and of themselves.
Yes.
But I think what people don't know is that we are in every single state. We have an office in every state. We are really a champion for social change. So we're nonprofit, we're nonpartisan. And what we like to call ourselves is a wise friend and a fierce defender of the 50 plus. So really, you know, addressing all the realities that go with getting older, helping, you know, helping people find financial well-being, helping, you know, solidify their health as they age, contribute to society, making their communities stronger, and just really how to fully enjoy life as we age.
Well, which
and
we love.
And I like, too, how the educational part of it where you guys, because you're nonpartisan, you will look at bills or taxes or things that are going to affect people who are maybe now on a fixed income or whatever. I like how you do that advocacy work.
Yeah, I mean, we work at the federal level, we work at the state level, and we even do a little bit of local advocacy as well when it comes to things like making communities more livable. So issues around housing, transportation, social inclusion, you know, all of those things.
It's pretty amazing because I just spilled my water everywhere. Oops. I was looking at, you know, AARP, Minnesota.org/Minnesota today and how your statement on the governor's budget and how you were disappointed. Like I think so many people in Minnesota are about the, Minnesota Social Security tax relief and how it's capping at such a low amount. And I love hearing what you guys say and you send notes, but you know, you really do advocate for us to get better, have better rights and better services every age. I think it's wonderful. But here's the big question. Do you have to be 50 years old or retired to join AARP? A lot of people wonder that.
That is the best kept secret ever. So you do not have to be 50 or retired to become an AARP member. So you know, when we were founded more than 60 years ago, you know, it was really the American Association of Retired Persons. But as time went along, we know that nobody is retiring at 50 anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now we are just AARP. You do not have to be retired to be a member, and you don't even have to be 50. There is a TikTok star a couple of years ago who, you know, shared that secret with everyone about, you know, getting those discounts when you're well below 50 years old. And it just sort of went viral. And I don't think people realize it. And so now there's a lot of 20 somethings, 30 somethings. And that's great. We don't care how people come to AARP, because we know that there is so much value. Once you find us, again, for those educational pieces, our newsletters, AARP the magazine, the bulletin, and what we're doing in local communities. What we like to say, what we do for, you know, what we do for all. And if it's good for someone who's 80, it's probably good for someone who's 8 as well.
Yeah, I love that. And you guys do have the best magazine. You have movie stars on the cover of your magazine.
Well, with great stories.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you have... Like, that's mm-hmm. just, like, so nice. You're like, oh, look what's on the cover.
Yeah, I mean, we are an organization for people who have birthdays, right? God willing, we're all going to be 50 someday. I just turned 50.
Well, congratulations, Kathy.
Really good information.
It is good information. So, you know, I know during COVID, it was really important to get out the message for a way for people to connect. And you were doing online trivia nights, and you supported the jazz festival downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, and I had Thursday Night Jazz. Are there some events coming up that we can tell people about today?
Yeah, so we are back and in person, which is really great. So actually, tomorrow night we'll be at Summit Brewing. And so folks can come out and learn a little bit more how they might be able to volunteer with AARP or get involved. I heard a little earlier you're working on some, you know, Valentine's and cards for seniors.
Yes.
We're working on that too.
Oh, great.
So we have the our information center at the Mall of America, and we do free coffee Fridays. And folks can come out the first Friday of every month for that. But on February 3rd, we're going to be offering some folks to pick up a free Valentine greeting card that they can personalize and send that to someone who might be socially isolated or an older loved one who just needs to have their day brightened. So we have all kinds of things coming up for folks in person. And we still are offering that online piece, too, because we know that not everybody is comfortable getting out and about just yet, or they're still being a little bit cautious. That's great. That's fine. We also know that there are folks across the state who can't always make it to the things that we do here in the Twin Cities. And so we want to make sure we have those opportunities for folks in greater Minnesota to join us as well.
That's a lot of stuff. And like I said, you go to AARP,
AARP.org/MN events, and you can find out all about all the things coming up, including upcoming Movies for Grownups or ways to stream Movies for Grownups screenings online.
Oh, I love that. You know, the other thing,
we posted a link to our website of where people can go. You don't have to remember the address. Right. You can just go to the Lori Julia show page.
And Kathy, how did the Gifts for Seniors program go? That was such a wonderful initiative to think. Was that pretty successful?
Yeah, you know, we've worked with Gifts for Seniors for a number of years. And of course, during the pandemic, it was a little trickier when we couldn't be collecting, you know, in person. But there's so many great organizations that do things for, you know, families and kids in need. And I think sometimes the seniors, you know, tend to get forgotten. And if someone has loved ones that live out of state, or they, you know, maybe they don't have family members close by, that is such a great way to really recognize them and make sure that they have a good holiday as well. So we're really proud to be part of that effort.
We were excited to partner with you guys too, because that just felt so good around the holidays, mm-hmm. you know, because like you said, people forget some of their seniors sometimes. We just can't thank you enough. And we're going to work on our strategy.
October.
No, mm-hmm. we'll work on it before then, Kathy, because you should come with us.
Yeah.
That would be pretty amazing. And don't think I didn't try. I actually tried to see if I could get myself on a plane to go with you.
Oh, we'll be up front. We'll get on it earlier this year. And thank you for your support of My Talk as well. And it's always just great to know about... you know, your organization helping all of us.
I never knew that AARP, that you couldn't, you could be any age to
join. Neither did I.
Because to me, though, also it would, could help you if you have a parent or an aunt or uncle or somebody you're trying to help for the resources that you guys offer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We have so many resources on caregiving, helping people fight fraud, and really just, you know, have that financial security and health security as they age. And, you know, I'm doing that right now with my parents. And so I'm in a great place and I know all these great things to share with my parents and my siblings as well as we navigate that.
That's a big one. That's a big one right now. Mm-hmm. The fraud, boy. Yeah. That's, it's kind of scary. So thank you. And again, all the, you know, it, your website, we go to a lot, actually. I use it a lot.
So, well, we're glad to hear that.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a great day. And we just appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for trying.
Yes. We believe 100%.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
We did post Austin Butler, you know, because he was at the AARP Movie for Grown Up Awards on Saturday night because Baz Luhrmann was being recognized for Elvis and Alan Cumming was the host.
Who we love and
love him. So and thank you for posting that.
Top Gun won best movie.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Super fun.
So anyway, I would have just probably passed out on the steps if I saw Austin Butler.
I know you would have.
Just, I mean, I've liked him for such a long time.
Really? Yeah. I really, no really? One knows. Yeah. No one has heard, Grant.
Skylar Carey Diaries on the CW.
And again, I just want to put one more shout out for the savings you get when you're an AARP member on insurance and some other things. It's pretty big. So you might want to look at that.
Yeah. All right. Grant, we're looking at you.
All right. I'll be looking.